You are listening to the 2-Minute Time Warp, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and welcome to 2-Minute Time Warp podcast number 319. This summer, I've been dipping my toes back into the waters of Star Trek, as distinguished from the waters of Mars, and it's had me wondering why I transformed from a Star Trek Concordance technical manual-toting Trekkie into the Doctor Who fan before you today. The point I lost interest in Star Trek was sometime after Voyager began airing and Babylon 5 had displaced Deep Space Nine for my affections. Curiosity and Netflix drew me back. I'm watching Star Trek Nemesis for the first time ever, and it's delightful to see a hungover Worf groaning because Data is singing Irving Berlin, but despite all this affection for the old characters, it all seems sterile. Here's why Doctor Who displaced Star Trek for me, especially after the 2005 relaunch. First, real infinite diversity and infinite combinations. Every Star Trek series was an extension of what came before, not a revamp. Continuity became stifling, format became formula, even the recent movie reboot had to be explained as an alternate timeline. Meanwhile, Doctor Who periodically reinvents itself, usually not rejecting its past, just ignoring it so a new audience may fall in love with it. Second, characters you care about and character-driven storytelling. I'd argue this is more true post-relaunch, or perhaps post-Dragonfire. With all of the characters, companions and doctors alike, given personalities, motivations, and opportunities to show off their acting chops, Doctor Who leaps beyond the pale, plot-driven stories that comprised most of televised Trek. City on the Edge of Forever, Attached, the Worf trilogy, and Next Generation, all of these were exceptions that stand out against a show that was more about ideas than people. And third, and the final reason, something that actually doesn't sit right with me. The Doctor is a superhero. Star Trek's all about our idealized future. The characters could be us one day, if we make all the right decisions. And yet, I doubt. I'm skeptical. Doctor Who doesn't ask me to buy into that. The companions could be me, but they support a lead character who has far more power and otherworldly agency than I ever could. No suspension of disbelief required. He's not me. He's an alien, so it's plausible he'd have that influence to be this supreme good guy. And that bothers me a bit, and it's worth unpacking in the next episode of 2MTL. After all, shouldn't our heroes be something we can realistically aspire to? Why is Doctor Who so compelling when the Doctor, by design, is so distant from us? Find more episodes, as usual, at twominutetimelord.com and find me on the social media. Look for me at numeral2minutetimelord.